Illinois' new income tax rate will be 5%, but the vast majority of filers will still pay more in Wisconsin. Illinois' new corporate income tax rate will be 7%, still less than Wisconsin's 7.9%. Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance Director Todd Berry says on those measures alone, Illinois taxes are still lower.
It certainly narrows the gap between the two states, but it doesn't erase it entirely.
But Wisconsin and Illinois also levy a variety of other state and local taxes. Berry says transportation and energy costs are also factors. And he says that at least in Wisconsin, the tax code is full of exemptions.
So it becomes very hard to compare just based on rates if when you get to the bottom line, the rate doesn't matter.
Governor Scott Walker has been making a sales pitch for Illinois businesses to relocate to Wisconsin. John Peacock with the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families is unconvinced tax rates are enough. Peacock says Illinois' decision to raise taxes helped it prevent deeper cuts to services residents and businesses expect. He says Wisconsin could be disadvantaged if it goes the other way.
I think if we're making our K-12 education system less competitive with other states, if we're making our higher education system less competitive, in the long run, that's really going to hurt our economic competitiveness in Wisconsin.
Peacock also says it's more important to compare state taxes per capita and as a percentage of people's income than it is to compare flat rates. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.